Mark 3. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was there a man having his hand dried up. And they watched him, if he would heal him on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him. And he says to the man who had his hand dried up, "Rise up, and come into the midst." And he says to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. And looking round upon them with anger, distressed at the hardening of their heart, he says to the man, "Stretch out thy hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. And the Pharisees, going out straightway with the Herodians, took counsel against him, how they might destroy him. And Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and beyond the Jordan, and they of around Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, having heard what things he did, came to him. And he spoke to his disciples, in order that a little ship should wait upon him on account of the crowd, that they might not press upon him. For he healed many, so that they beset him that they might touch him, as many as had plagues. And the unclean spirits, when they beheld him, fell down before him and cried, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." And he rebuked them much, that they might not make him manifest. And he goes up into the mountain, and calls whom he himself would, and they went to him. And he appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them to preach, and to have power to heal diseases, and to cast out demons. And he gave to Simon the surname of Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he gave them the surname Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who also delivered him up. And they come to the house. And again a crowd comes together, so that they cannot even eat bread. And his relatives, having heard of it, went out to lay hold on him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who had come down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the prince of the demons he casts out demons." And having called them to him, he said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom has become divided against itself, that kingdom cannot subsist. And if a house has become divided against itself, that house cannot subsist. And if Satan rise up against himself and is divided, he cannot subsist, but has an end. But no one can, having entered into his house, plunder the goods of the strong man unless he first bind the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Verily I say unto you that all sins shall be forgiven to the sons of men, and all the injurious speeches with which they may speak injuriously, but whosoever shall speak injuriously against the Holy Spirit, to eternity has no forgiveness, but lies under the guilt of an everlasting sin." Because they said, "He has an unclean spirit." And his brethren and his mother come, and standing without, sent to him, calling him. And a crowd sat around him. And they said to him, "Behold, thy mother and thy brethren seek thee without." And he answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brethren?" And looking around in a circuit at those who were sitting around him, he says, "Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother."